Okay, Parshas Mishpatim. So, first of all, thank you to Simcha for the Kugel. Amen. Chazal tell us, Amen Kemach Ein Taira. Without food, there's no Taira. Person eats, has Kayach to eat, and feels stronger, we learn better. So the learning is all yours. Is it all yours? Yes, it's all yours.
People want to have a parent's life. I'm telling you, I saw today
Rurikoy, there's
so diverse, it's good to me, so I decided
fine.
I have something for God.
Good,
that's
okay.
The best occasion.
Fine. Okay. But, yeah. Fine, okay, very good. Okay, the Eila.
I wish everybody should see this.
Amen.
Very good. The Eila HaMishpatim, Meshatosim Lefnei. The first pasuk starts off, and these are the Mishpatim, the Dinim, that you should put in front of Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi brings down, what does it mean to toss them with Nehem, to put in front of them? So Rashi tells us, with Nehem, that don't, Moshe shouldn't think, I'll just teach him a halacha or a peirik, and I shouldn't bother myself to explain the reasons. I'll just tell them the din, I'll tell them this is the halacha, A, B, C, and I won't bother to explain the reasons, but I should toss him with Nehem, Keshulchan ha'aruch, Umuchan le'echai ufnei ha'adam. Put the Torah in front of them like a table set to eat.
Table.
A table that's set to eat. So people come, they enjoy it, you have the food. Here too, when Moshe gave over the Torah, give it over like it's set to eat with all the reasons, all the explanations. People should understand what the Torah and the Dinim are for.
This is in the
Parsha. Yes, Rashi.
So you see,
you see? This is not prepared. This is
the right time.
You see? Okay. You see? It's another sermon. It's another sermon. Keshulchan Aruch. Second Rashi in the Parsha. Okay. The Psuch Budri Pashischa teaches the Pasuk, I should toss them with Nehem, put in front of them. Which is first? A person or a Torah? Person might think, I'm a person, an Adam. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us guidelines, rules, how to behave. Torah and mitzvahs. Says the Pasuk, I should toss them with Nehem. You have it all wrong. First comes the Torah, and then comes the person. A person is not an Adam. A person can't be a mensch without the Torah. First you need the Nehem. You have to put the Torah in front, and only when you have the Torah can you make yourself into a person. And it brings down the famous marshal who was once a poor man who struck it rich. And now, suddenly, when he has money, he became a big balgaiva. He became one of the machas in the city, the elite. Because suddenly, he came into wealth, and he pushed his way into the elite of the city. And when the ashirim would get together and have a meeting, he suddenly showed up, participated in the meetings, and he suddenly became a big baldeya, and his opinion counted. One night I had a big meeting at night. There was a big meeting discussing matters of the city that took place at night. And all the gaboyim and the ashirim came. And of course, this usher shows up. Can't forget that he's here. And after the meeting is over, he's ready to walk outside. Before he goes outside, the gabbai tells him, wait a minute, you can't go out yet. Says, what do you mean I can't go out? You know who I am. I can go outside when I want.
Do whatever I want.
The guy says, wait one minute. And suddenly the Masharis comes running and he has a torch in his hand. And the guy says, let the Masharis go first because he has the torch in his hand. And Masharis walks out first with the torch and this usher walks up behind him. And he says to the Masharis, who are you to go in front of me? What kind of chutzpah do you have to walk in front of me? Who are you to walk in front of me? And he gets so upset to Mishareis, he gives him a zetz, and he says, back, stand behind me. Who are you to go in front of me? And of course, once the Mishareis goes behind with the torch, he can't see when he's walking, and he takes a few steps, and he falls. Wow. The same is true with the Torah. A person sometimes thinks, I go first. The Torah is just to teach me how to behave, but I'm an adam, I'm a person. It's the opposite way around. Without the Torah leading the way, without the light in front of us leading the way, we have no direction. We don't know which way to go. And we think we understand. We think we know what's right. We think we know what's wrong. And if we don't have the Torah in front of us, what happens? We take a few steps and we fall. And you don't need to brag a better raya than looking around at the world. You look around at the world, you see all the guy in all the nations, there's no direction. They don't know where they're heading. They're looking in the darkness. Chal Yisrael shines out, we have the light in front of us. These are the dinim in front of them. We have to have the Torah leading the way in front of us. In order for us to be Bnei Yisrael, for us to be a mensch, for us to be a person, we have to have the Torah in front of us. Only when the Torah is in front of us, leading us, directing us, can we be who we are, can we be Bnei Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Ki sikna eved ivri. Pasuk Bey is when you buy an eved ivri. So we all are familiar with the dinim of the eved ivri. An eved ivri is sold for 6 years. At the end of the 6 years, the eved ivri goes free. Unless he decides to say, till yovel, he decides to stay, your hafti is adoni, is ishti, this bone, I love my master, my wife, my children, and he doesn't want to go out free. What does the master do? He brings him to Bezdin, v'rotza adoni vis ozloin b'matzeya. They make a hole in his ear, and the eved remains an eved ivri until the year of yovel. So this year is one of the few years where mishpatim, we actually have the Haftarah of Pashas Mishpatim. Many times Mishpatim is Shkolim, and we don't learn the Haftarah of Mishpatim. This year being an Ibiyah, leap year, we have the Haftarah. So, if we pay a little attention to the Haftarah, it's a very interesting Haftarah, and the connection to the Pasha is obvious right away. It speaks about freeing, the mitzvah of freeing an Eved and a Shivcha. And the Haftarah is in Yirmiyah Simin Lamadalid, and the Pasuk tells us, Hashem told to Yirmiyah, L'shalach ish es avdoi, each man should send away his eved, v'ish es shivchos es shivcho, ha'ivri v'ha'ivri ha'chavshim, l'vilti avad bom b'yehudi achiyu ish. And he shouldn't keep an eved or a shivcho, ivri or ivri, but he should free the avadim and the shvachos. A little bit later, the Aftaira is a fascinating pasuk. The pasuk says, I don't have, this Chumash doesn't have the Pesukim. I think it's Pesuk Gimel Yedalid. And the Pesuk tells us, The Pesuk says, Koyama Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Anoichi Karati Bris Yisavai Seichem, I made a bris with your avos, b'yoyim hoitzii yoysom mi'eretz Mitzrayim, from the day I took them out of Mitzrayim, mebeis avodim lema. Hashem says, I made a bris with your avos, with the ancestors, on the day I took them out of Mitzrayim. And what was the bris? The bris is, thank you, sorry. If you print a chumash, make sure to put the psukim in there. It helps.
Next life.
You know what? This wasn't happening either. Okay, I struck out tonight. I can't tell you what pasuk it is. It doesn't have the pasuk in here. Sorry. Okay. So the pasuk says that when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, on that day, Miketz Shem Hashem made a bris. What was the bris? Miketz, at the end of 7 years, Teshauchu es achiv ha'ivri ha'she'imachil acha, send out the Eved Ivri after 6 years, and made a bris on the day that you left Mitzrayim. Very strange pasuk. Mefarshim were all bothered. That's when Hashem made a bris with us to free the Avodim, the day we left Mitzrayim. That was quite the Matan Torah. The concept of Eved Ivri didn't even exist yet when we left Mitzrayim. Yet the Pasuk says, in Yirmiyah Lamedalid, Anoichi Karati Bris, B'yoyim Haitzii Yoysim, on the day that I took you out of Mitzrayim. On the day you left Mitzrayim, that's when Hashem made a bris. Abraham Shmuelovitz answers that in order for us to understand what it means to free an Eved Ivri, Hashem gave us that mitzvah and made that bris with us on the day we left. We were Avodim. We were being freed from Mitzrayim. In order that years later we would be able to free an Eved, Hashem had to teach it to us and make a bris with us that we would do this also. On the day that we were freed from being Avodim, we understand what it means to be an Eved. We understand. We understood on that day what it means to go free. So Hashem made a bris with us, and in the future, years later, we would free our avodim also. The only way for us to fail properly the inyan of freeing an eved is when we ourselves were being freed. When a person undergoes a situation, he can understand how others feel. But a person who never was in a difficult situation can't understand how others feel. So Hashem made a bris with us the day we left Mitzrayim, because then we'd be able to relate to it and understand what it means for an Eved to go free. So when it comes later on, the mitzvah of freeing the Avodim, we won't hold back, but we'll free the Eved, and we understand what it means to free the Avodim. And they tell over the story, which I know we said over in the past, famous story. Napoleon, famous Napoleon, was once running away, and the enemy army thought they had seen Napoleon. He ran into the nearest house that he saw, ran into the forest, he ran into the nearest house, and he says to the Balabos, save me, hide me, protect me, because the enemy is coming, and if they find me in the house, they'll kill me. So he says to Napoleon, quickly hide under the bed, hides him under the bed, and covers him over, and hopes for the best. The enemy soldiers come in, and they say to the owner, did you see Napoleon? Did anyone come knocking on the door? We're chasing after him. There's a reward for him. Did you see him? He says, no, I didn't see anybody. Can we search the house? Please go ahead and search the house. And they look here, and they look there, near the bed, under the bed, here and there. The kids, they don't find him. They don't find him, and they leave. A while later, the coast is clear. Napoleon comes out. And he says to the Balabos, he says to him, you know who I am? I'm Napoleon, the great Napoleon, and you saved my life. And I want to give you a reward. Whatever you want, whatever you ask for is yours. I'll give you a reward. It's a famous story. And he says to Napoleon, I don't need a reward. I don't want a reward. But one thing I really want to know, how did you feel when you were hiding under that bed, under the blankets, and the enemy soldiers came in? What did it feel like with the enemy soldiers walking around the house searching, and you're hiding under the cover? What did it feel like? That's what I really want to know. And Napoleon looks at him and says, what nerve you have. I offered you a reward, and that's all you're asking for? You want to know what I felt? Such nerve you have, asking how I felt underneath the covers when the enemy was looking for me. Napoleon says, for that, in 3 days from now, I'm going to hang you. We're going to hang you up on a tree. And Napoleon goes out, comes back with the soldiers, they take this man away, and they say, we're going to hang him in 3 days. We're going to hang him in 3 days. 3 days later, they erect the gallows, they bring him out to be hung, they walk him up, they're ready to put the noose around his neck, and the hangman puts the noose around his neck, they're ready to remove the bench that he's standing on, and Napoleon comes running up to him and whispers in his ear, and he says, that's how I felt underneath the covers. That's exactly how I felt underneath the covers when the soldiers were looking for me. Okay. Same idea here. No. This is how I felt. He fulfilled his request.
Good answer.
He fulfilled his request. You want to know what I felt like? This is exactly what I felt like. Same idea. Hashem made a bris with us to free Avodim the day we left Mitzrayim. Because that's when we could feel what it means for an Eved to go free. We could feel it. Sometimes mitzvahs are difficult to do. But if you feel it, understand it, we're able to do it. And it's a lesson. It's a lesson we go through life. Many times we find ourselves in unpleasant situations, difficult situation, not a convenient situation, and what do? First thing is we complain. Then we dive in a little bit, and then we start looking for answers how to resolve the problem. Did anyone ever stop to think for a minute? Now I know what it feels like when someone has this problem. So when I hear that Yenim has this situation, Yenim has its sorrow, I know what he feels like, and now I'll help him. Sometimes a person undergoes a difficult situation just to be able to feel it. And he can understand what a person who has its sorrow is going through. So when he, later on, has the opportunity to help others, now that he himself experienced it, he's able to help others. If a person doesn't experience it, many times it's difficult to help others. It's not in the same situation, but a person who went through it is able to help others. So when a person has a situation that he doesn't understand why he's in, no one can tell us the reason why. But think for a minute. This is what it feels like. Now I know what Yenim went through. Now I know what this person went through. And next time you have the opportunity to help somebody, realize it and understand what it means to be in such a situation when you yourself felt it. Pasuk says later on, I think I said this over every year for the past, I don't know how many years, but it's a very powerful word. The pasuk says over by the Shoimrim, the parashas of Shavuos HaShoimrim, the pasuk tells us, Ki yitin ish areyeyu, pasuk tells us in Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Vov, Ki yitin ish areyeyu, if a man gives to his friend, kesef echelim lishma, money or kelim to watch, the gunav mibeis ha'ish. And it's stolen from the house of the Shomer. If the ganav is found, Yishalim Shnoim. The ganav pays double, he pays kefil. Im lo yimotzi aganef, if the ganef is not found, the nikrav barabayas elokim, barabayas comes, brings him to Bezdin, and he swears, im lo yishoach yod, if he didn't use the malachas reyeh, what belongs to his friend. And the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer of Nosan Adler taished up Sukkim beautifully. A musaf lesson for everybody. And we said this over many times. Ki yitain ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called ish. Hashem ish mechama, Hashem shmoy, Hashem is called ish. Ki yitain ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives El Re'eo to his friend. Who's the friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? B'nai Yisrael. Hashem gives B'nai Yisrael kesef ay keilim lishma. Money or keilim to watch. What does Hashem give us money for? Or keilim. To serve Hashem, to use the right way, to use the money, to mitzvahs, chesed, stokah, schalimud, kelim, Hashem gives us kelim, all the material possessions we own in this world, lishma, to watch, to use it properly, and not to use it the wrong way. And unfortunately, what happens? The gunav mibeis ha'ish. It's stolen from the house of the ish. We take it away from our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and instead of using it for proper uses, we get carried away, and we use the money for the wrong things, and the kelim for the wrong things, and we steal it. We use it for the wrong ideas. What does the pasuk tell us? Im yimotzi aganef. If the ganef is caught, a person doesn't do tshuva. He's caught being a ganef. Yishalem shem. He pays double. He pays in this world. He pays in the next world. Im lo yimotzi aganef. But if the ganef is not found, he does tshuva and he returns the kesef for the kelim to the way it's supposed to be used, and he uses it all for bar mitzvah, tzedakah, chesed, he returns it, then the nikrav b'habayis el ha'akim, then he becomes close to Hashem. Like the Gemara tells us, the makoim, she tzadikim gemurim ha'imdim, among she bari tshuva ha'imdim, ain't tzadikim gemurim ha'imdim. In a place where bari tshuva stands, even complete tzadikim can't reach that madrega. So the nikrav b'habayis el ha'akim, the person becomes close to Hashem if he does tshuva. But there's one catch. And that is, im loishoach yodoi b'mleches reyo. Provided he didn't hurt or steal from another person. Bin odom l'chaveroi. Gedu tshuva bin odom l'makoin. But in order to do a complete tshuva, he has to take care of im loishoach yodoi b'mleches reyo of the bin odom l'chaveroi. He didn't steal or hurt somebody else. If he did hurt somebody else, he has to ask mechila. Bin odom l'makoin is not enough. He needs also bin odom l'chaveroi. Kiyitin ish el reyo. A person has to be careful to use the tools, the kelim, the materials that Hashem gave us to use it the right way. In kesef tal vesam, pasuk tells us in Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Chof Dalid, in kesef tal vesam, if you lend money to my nation, to Bnei Yisrael, whom should you lend the money to? Es ha'oni imach, the oni that's together with you. And there's a famous gra who teaches the pasuk. We know when a person lends money, he should not lend money privately, but lend money in front of Eidim. If you lend money privately, you're only enticing the waiver to deny the loan. It'll be difficult to collect. So when you lend money, the Gemara tells us one should lend money only in front of Eidim. It's also to lend money without Eidim. Im kesef talve, if you lend money, es ami, do it in front of my nation. Do it in front of others. Make sure there are witnesses, there are Eidim, who see the Hava. However, by tzedakah, when one gives tzedakah, just the opposite. By tzedakah, one should not publicize and do it publicly. Mata mesesa. Give tzedakah privately. Mata mesesa yichba'af, takes away Hashem's anger, ending of giving tzedakah privately. Continues the pasuk. Im kesef tal vesami. But as ha'oni. But when you're lending the oni, I mean, when you're giving tzedakah to the oni, imach. Just with you. It should be the oni and you alone, without anybody else. Because at tzedakah, we give privately matan meseisa. There are two interesting gemaras. Gemara Yevam is Samech Gemara Man Aleph. The gemara says, Hamal velo oni b'shas tachakai. One who lends an oni money when he needs the money, when he's desperate, b'shas atchak. Olav hakosav oimer. About him, the oni, the pasuk says, Oz tikra v'ashem yana. He did a gaval the gazach, something great. He lent the oni money when the oni was desperate. Oz tikra, that malva who lent the money, he calls out and Hashem will answer his tefillos, which seems to imply that it's very good to lend an oni money b'shas tachakai. The Gemara Chagiga Heyom and Aleph says just the opposite. The Gemara Chagiga Heyom and Aleph says, quotes the pasuk in Koheles, ki es kol ma'aseh Elokim yovi b'mishpat, akol melam dova. Hashem brings a person to mishpat for even hidden things that a person did. And the Gemara discusses which Aveira is the Pasuk referring to. Three lines from the bottom, Chagiga Heyam and Aleph, O Shmuel Ramas Shmuel, Zahamamtsi Roy Mois Roni Mishas Vachroy. One who gives money to an Oni, Mishas Atchak, when the Oni is desperate for money. And Taisus says, the Sphere of the Gemara Nivomas. Gemara Nivomas says, Hamava Roni Mishas Vachroy is Oz Tikr of Hashem Yana, it's a Gavald Gazach. And here, the Gemara Chagiga Hey seems to say it's a negative to be mamsi monitoram shastaichakai. And Rashi here explains why is it negative? Because he waited too long. Why did he wait until the last minute? He sees the Ani is falling, the Ani is desperate for money. Why did he wait till it's an emergency? B'shastaichakai? He should have helped the Ani out before. But my slave is steering to Gemara. Is it good to give the Ani money b'shastaichakai or not? And Taisus here brings down the Rivon. There's a nafkum between Hamalva and Hamamsi. The Gemara in Yivomis is Hamalva, he lends. The Gemara in Chagiga is Hamamsi. Makes money available. Which seems to be, he doesn't give it to the Oni outright. He sort of gives the Oni a hard time, makes him work for it a little bit, he makes it difficult for the Oni to get it, not direct. That's Taka no good. But Hamalva, he lends money to the Oni, that's good. So says the Rivon. Chsidish Abort. Mendum Rimnov says over, Pasha to answer. And he says, the Gemara in Yevamos and the Gemara in Chagiga are referring to different people. The Gemara in Chagiga is Pasha Pshat. Zeha mamsi mois ro'oni b'shas tachakai. When the Oni is desperate, he gives him the money. He waited too long. He deserves to Tzeraveira. Why did he wait so long? The Gemara in Yevamos. Zeha malve mois ro'oni b'shas tachakai. Who's shas tachakai? Not the Oni is a shastachakoi, but rather the Malva. Ooh. If the Malva himself has his own issues with money, and still he goes ahead and he sees an Oni who needs help, and he lends him b'shas doichakoi when he has his issues, on him the pasuk says os tikra v'Hashem yana, and there's no stira between the two gemaras. Zahamalva laOni b'shas doichakoi. One lends an Oni when he himself has a shas atchak. And he touched the pasuk im kesef talves ami. If you lend money as ha'oni imach, even though the anius is with you, even sometimes it's hard for you to lend the money. It's hard to give the oni tzedak. It's hard to lend because the person himself has anius and he has it difficult. And still he lends oz tikra v'Hashem yana. Then he calls out and Hashem answers. Sometimes a person has to see, can he do it? Can't he do it? People tend right away, I can't help, I don't have an Eitzah, it's not for me. Sometimes it's difficult. Even when it's difficult, in Kesef Talves Ami, still go out and do it. The Beis Yisrael later on, it not only applies by Gashmias, it applies by Ruchmias as well. Sometimes a person says, I can't do this favor, I can't help him, takes away from my learning, takes away from my davening, I have to change my schedule, it's not going to work. And kesef talva as ha'ani imach, even though it makes you an ani, even though it affects your ruchnia somehow, you still have to try to work it out to help somebody. Of course, a person has to balance it out. You can't run around the whole day with one and not the other. A person has to balance it out. But to use it as the excuse that I can't help somebody because it's going to affect me, my gashmias, my ruchnias, says the pasuk, no. And kesef talva, even when it's a ha'ani imach, even though it affects a person's ruchnias as a person's ruchnias or gashmias as well. At the end of the parasha by Shvi, the pasuk says, "Ba'avadatem." In Perik Chaf Gimel, pasuk Chaf Hey, "Ba'avadatem meis Hashem l'keichem." To serve Hashem, uveirach esrach mecha v'esmei mecha, and Hashem will bench your bread and your water, v'asiraisi macha, and I'll remove all sickness mikirbecha from among you. And in Mefarshim, all is the pasuk doesn't seem to flow. The first words of the pasuk are b'loshin rabim, plural. Va'avadatem, you should serve, es Hashem elokeichem, Hashem your God. That's loshin rabim. What are the next words? Uveirach es lachmecha, your bread, loshin yachid, that's meimecha, your water, not lachmechem or meimechem. It should have said, serve Hashem b'loshin rabim, and Hashem will bless your breads and your water. Why is uveirach es lachmecha, es meimecha, a loshin yachid, and not a loshin rabim? And I don't recall who says over this pshat. Chazal tell us, "Kol hamispalo ba'ad chaveiroi, v'hu tzarech lo'isai dava, hu menetchila." If a person needs a certain Yeshua, and he davens for somebody else who's in the same situation, he's answered first. He went ahead and he was able to daven for somebody else in the same situation and he put somebody else ahead, he's answered first. When we daven Shemoneh Esrei, all our tefillos are the Lashon Rabbim. Hashiveinu, Veinu Vonyeinu, Rifa'einu, Baruch Aleinu, God will chayru seinu, shiveinu, shema kaylenu. It's all b'loshen rabin. A person doesn't daven only for himself. A person davens for tzibur, a person davens for others. And that's what the pasuk is telling us. Ba'avadatem es Hashem l'keichem. Serve Hashem. When you serve Hashem, b'rabim, you serve Hashem and you mispalo. Avoida is avoida shebeleif, tefillah. You do it to somebody else. You daven for the tzibur, you daven for others. As a result, uveirach eslach mecha bes memecha. Hashem will send the bracha to you, and your lechem and your water will be blessed. When you daven on behalf of somebody else, then your tefillos are answered. The Kotzka says, slightly different pshat, should serve Hashem. When it comes to ruchnius, the way to serve Hashem beruchnius is betzibur. You tefillah betzibur, learning betzibur. When a tzibur comes together to serve Hashem beruchnius, a person accomplishes more than when he's by himself. Person alone, first of all, person can't have Kedusha, Kaddish, Baruch Hu alone, but even so, you don't have that strength, the chizik that you have from being together with other people. The ruchnius comes from being barabbas. So when it comes to va'avadatem es Hashem l'keichem, when it comes to serving Hashem, ruchnius, that you do barabbas. When it comes to eating your bread and your water, you're better off doing it by yourself privately. When it comes to the gashmius, the more people that get together, the more turns there are for Averis to get out of hand, to go ahead and do things that aren't right. When it comes to eating your bread and your water, your gashmius, that you're better off. It's your bread and your water, do it privately. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, then you're better off doing it b'tzibur, doing it b'rabim. Famous story, I said this over. During World War I, there were many Jewish refugees displaced, running around, and Reb Chaim Brisker at that point was concerned about the physical needs, the bread, the water, food, clothing for the refugees. Another Rav approached him and said, why don't you start a fund for the Ruchnis as well? If you have a fund to support and help them with the clothing and the food, why not have a fund for tefillin, for talis, for tzitzis, and this way everyone will be able to become the mitzvahs also. And Chaim Brisker said to him, when it comes to mitzvahs, it comes to tefillin. One pair of tefillin is enough for everybody. Everybody could share the same pair. Could pass around the pair of tefillin, everybody will put it on. Everybody could put on the same talus. One talus, one tefillin is enough for everybody to share. When it comes to gashmias, it comes to the bread, the water, food, clothing, we can't share. Everybody needs his own food, everybody needs his own clothing. If that's the case, Rabbi Chaim Brisker said, it's more important to have a fund for the gashmias and not for the ruchnias. When it comes to avodas Hashem abadatem, sometimes you could serve as a rabbin. When it comes to bread, concerns about somebody's parnosa, we have to be concerned about every yachid. Everybody is your bread, your water. Everybody's parnosa. No matter who it is, every person needs parnosa. Every person needs his food, shelter, his clothing. And for that, we have to be concerned. When it comes to gashmi ruchnius, sometimes it's not the time to go ahead and make sure everybody has their own. They could share. When it comes to gashmis, though, you have to be very careful that everybody has what they need, their gashmis. So we look around today, and unfortunately, we hear stories. A week doesn't go by where we don't hear stories. Maybe a day doesn't go by where we don't hear stories. And unfortunately, we have to wake up a little bit, and we have to feel. First thing to feel is feel for somebody else. We hear that Sarah happened. Don't just brush it off. It happened there, it happened here, it didn't happen here. It's not to me, it's not Negeya. Feel a little bit, and if we can in any way help, if it's possible, if not, Tehillim, be mispalo for somebody, mispalo bat chaveiro, yizna netchila, as a result, Hashem will bench us, shetak will be zoicha, Kodesh Baruch Hu should hear our tefillos, Kodesh Baruch Hu should answer our tefillos, shetak will be zoicha, for the fools, Yeshua, for the chomis, shetak will be zoicha, see Mashiach, see him, here remain, amen.